We asked Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. I asked Congressman Tim Walberg. And now I'm going to ask Nathan Hirsch from the Detroit News the same question. Nathan, how long did it take you to read the whole budget from President Barack Obama?
Well, let's just say I used the PDF version on my computer and was able to very carefully scan for some Michigan-related items. I think I might be taking the budget with me on vacation when I'm out of town this weekend. Hopefully I'll get through it all.
Nathan, you know what I find humorous about this is that we're expecting members of Congress and members of the Senate to vote on this stuff. And they're not reading all this stuff. I even asked Congressman Walberg if his staff was, and he, well, we're meaning to get at that, but they can't read all that stuff.
No, I mean it's, and you know, every year you see the TV footage of everyone at the government printing office. They're rolling out the books, and it's insanely massive. And you look at it and you say, "Wow, that's a big book." Well, let me tell you, those are Bible thin pages in there. I mean, this is not expensive thick paper. They're going with the cheap stuff here, and it's just insane how long it will take you to actually read the thing. Good thing is they have a good focus on detail. They tell you where all of those $3.73 trillion would be going, but it's mind-boggling to see it. It really is.
Well, the headline from your story in today's Detroit Free Press on the front page says, "Proposed cuts too small for GOP's fiscal hawks. Michigan City's Great Lakes could lose funds." So this isn't a good deal for Michigan, is it?
Well, it depends on how you look at it. If you are one of those voters who went to the ballot box looking for a new House majority of Republicans that were going to cut the budget and cut the deficit, you're probably not happy right now, because even though the president's plan does include a lot of deficit reduction, it still leaves $1 trillion, more than $1 trillion next year that's not covered by tax revenues, and the government's going to have to borrow to spend. So people who are not happy about that. Michigan as a state, as far as what it would get from the budget, it's kind of a mixed bag. You know, the automakers, a lot of the help that they were getting for some alternative fuels, that's being changed around. K-12 schools will probably get a boost, but college students are going to be paying more in tuition because it's going to be harder to get some grants and loans through programs that the government was offering. So it's definitely a mixed bag for Michigan.
Well, the story that you have on page 6 of the Detroit News really details what it means for Michigan. For students, the first topic that came up, for students who need Pell Grants to help pay for college, they're going to see less monies.
Yes. And this is actually a very big deal for students in Michigan, where we have a number of students, especially going to Michigan State and University of Michigan down in Ann Arbor, where they're not ready for college. And so the schools are asking them to come in for the summer and go to some remedial classes. Well, for a lot of students, these summer Pell Grants that had been rolled out within the past decade, were helping to cover that cost. $5,500 for summer tuition. Well, those are being proposed to be cut. That could be a big burden for students who are on financial aid, who need that help because their parents have lost a job. They're not working as much as they were before, and so now that they're really going to have some issues paying that tuition. That also is specifically in the matter of those two universities, where they've made public commitments to helping meet the financial need of in-state students. That's going to be a burden on their budget because now they're going to have to draw off their endowment to meet that need. So that's one of those direct impact items for the state.
Now, what it looks like is going to be helped is public school teachers in subjects like science, math, and engineering will get a little bit more money, and there's also going to be more funding for early childhood.
Yes, and those are pretty big items. That's definitely a wish list item for the president. He said, if you'll remember back to the State of the Union, he was saying that education spending is one that he's really not willing to cut on. And so this is his proposal. There is a need. There's a shortage of math and science and technology and engineering teachers. at the high school, middle school, and elementary school level. And that's really viewed by a lot of experts as a hindrance to job growth because companies don't want to open research and development facilities in an area where kids aren't educated with those necessary skills. So President's kind of doubling down on that promise to spend more on that, hoping that Congress will agree with him that spending on education will be a kind of a bipartisan coalescing point. In the past, under the Clinton administration, it certainly was. I think in today's environment, a little more divided on Capitol Hill, certainly, than even we had in 94 when you had the Gingrich-led Republican revolution in the midterm of Clinton's first term. So, whether that will be another point of coalescence is going to be interesting.
And another big topic in your story in today's Detroit News, and we're talking with Nathan Hurst, who works in the Washington, D.C. Bureau for the News. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. This is going to have a lot of impact. There's about 1,200 state and local entities that receive community development block grants. That program is going to see a huge cut.
Yeah, this is one where as I was writing this last night, I could practically see Detroit Mayor Dave Bing just wincing, and Virge Monero wincing at this, because this is cities like Detroit, Lansing, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, all the way down to smaller towns and some of our counties outstate, really rely on these for projects where the local tax revenue just doesn't quite cover it. And it's kind of for everything from fixing a sewer line that burst and that, the city doesn't have the rainy day funds to handle it, to keeping community centers open, keeping schools open, hiring teachers. It's small amounts for government, usually well under $1 million. And they cover just small projects that really help this micro infrastructure of water, sewer, schools, sidewalks, roads, that kind of thing, keeps those things going for municipalities when they're having trouble. Well, obviously, with the economic downturn, and of course in Michigan where we've had this issue for a while, these development block grants have been an absolute godsend for cities and towns. So, now you're looking at that being less than half of what it was. It's going to be a big impact on our cities and towns.
And finally, Nathan, before I let you go, in looking at all of this, what I got out of it was everyone's going to pay. It looks like people who are in low-income situations, the middle class and the rich, are going to pay. But from everything that I'm reading, it's not nearly enough.
No, and this is the thing, we had a list kind of all the pain that Michigan is going to feel from this under the proposed budget. And what you have to keep in mind, that's still leaving a $1 trillion, not billion, not million, trillion dollar gap next year. Jacob Lew, who is the director of budget for the White House, called this only a down payment on the cuts that are going to have to be made. Still another $1 trillion to cut from the federal budget before we get to a point where that thing is balanced. So this really is just the beginning. You can bet that Republicans in the House, including Congressman Wahlberg, are really going to dig in their heels for more cuts immediately. But it's serious business. There's a lot more to cut, and there's going to be some more pain ahead from the federal budget.
Is this a situation where the president is going to have the Republican Congress do the dirty work as far as the deeper cuts so the Democrats don't take the hit?
The budget's always a hot potato. Right now, certainly, he is tossing them a budget that has not addressed the three biggest expenditure problems in the budget, which, of course, are Social Security, Medicare, and defense spending. He did propose about $73 billion in cuts to the defense budget. But whether that's, basically, yes, he is leaving it to the Republicans to cut more. Now, whether they're going to have the political will to do that, I don't know. The Republicans many of them were at the CPAC convention down here in D.C. last week, and they were looking at their 2012 presidential candidates. Whether they're going to be willing to run someone after having made some serious cuts to popular programs like Social Security in Medicare, and of course the defense budget, which has been a sacred cow for a very long time. Whether they're going to have someone that has the kahunas to do that is going to be interesting, because that is really where the fat in the budget is, and where most of the spending is coming from.
Nathan, anything surprised you in writing these stories?
Well, aside from the political theater of it all, which is just perpetually surprising and entertaining, I was actually very surprised that that the White House was proposing cuts to especially the community development block, that program, the block grants, because, you know, President Obama himself was a community organizer for a long time. A lot of these funds go to nonprofits like ones he used to work at. So I was kind of surprised that the White House put those forward. I think it may have been more of a personal sacrifice, you know, to show that he was willing to cut things that were kind of his pet project. But I was really surprised that there were more cuts to the defense budget. I think that was a big surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to learn more about President Obama's budget, I urge you to go to DETnews.com. Look for Nathan Hurst, front page stories. Plus, he breaks it down. The piece you broke down, how that's going to affect Michigan, was awesome information. Thanks so much, Nathan.
Thanks so much for having me on. Had a great time.